Well, my preparation usually starts Sunday night. Sunday night, I will get on my phone, and I have a weather app. You know, when I started ministry, I never thought I would use the word app, but I am now. I have this weather app, and I look at what the forecast is going to be the next morning, okay? So I look to see what the temperature is going to be. I look to see if there's going to be moisture, and I look most intently at whether or not there's going to be clouds. And then I think through, and if I need to, I make sure the battery of my camera is all charged up, both of them. And then I make sure that the memory card in my camera is clear and ready to receive all kinds of pictures. And then I make sure the lenses are clean. I just make sure everything is set. And then I put out clothes that will get me ready for my hike the next morning. And I just have to tell you, if I see that there are clouds in the forecast for the next morning, I get real excited. I get real excited. Like this morning. The other thing I look at is to find out what time the sun comes up. This morning, 7:09. How many of you saw the sunrise? Just so you know, it was special. It was special. So I get all this. This is part of my preparation. And then the next morning I get up, and I look at the app one more time, because I know that predicting the weather in Colorado, that's got to be the best job ever in Colorado, is to be a meteorologist. Why? Nobody expects you to be correct. Right? This is beautiful. That's a job for me. So I look to see if the weather is still forecasted to be the same. And then if it is, I get all ready, I have my breakfast, and then I get all dressed, get ready to leave, go out. And then I have a couple places in mind that I usually go to during the week when I hike. And I get up to the parking spot, and I'm getting my first look at the sky, okay? I'm getting the first look at the sky, and again, if there's clouds that at least in the darkness that you can see, I get excited. I get super excited. And then I get to the place that I'm going to park, and I'm going to start hiking up the trail, okay? I see what the clouds are doing and what the sky is doing, and because the first light shows up, and the best light, about a half hour before the sun comes up, all right? Some of you know what I'm talking about. A half hour before the sun comes up, that's when the colors of the sunrise are most vibrant. A half hour before the sun comes up. All right, so this morning, 6:39. Now, some of you are going, 6:39, does anything happen at 6:39 in the morning? Yeah, there does. There does. So I'm hiking up, and I want to get to my spot. I want to get to the spot that I have in mind that where I can photograph the sunrise. Especially if there's clouds, I'm getting excited. I'm getting super excited. I've got everything set. Now, if there's certain types of clouds, I will put a filter. I will put a filter on my lens to make those clouds pop a little bit. And I'm getting excited about this. I get up there a half hour before, and I'm starting to take pictures. And my friends, there's a reason God brought me to photography during the day and age of digital photography. Because my wife would not allow me if it was film. Because we could not afford it. And we would be living in somebody's basement right now. Which would be beautiful and wonderful, I'm sure. But like the other morning, I took 177 pictures of just the sunrise. Yeah, I know. I'm sure there's support groups for people like me. So I get up there, and I'm a half hour before, and I'm starting to take pictures. And I'm noticing that the birds, guess what? The birds like to watch the sunrise too. And they're getting excited. And even sometimes deer come by and they watch and they stop and they start to pay attention to what's happening on the eastern horizon, just as I am. And I'm getting excited and I'm taking all kinds of pictures. And then there's that first time when the sun first hits the horizon. And I've got everything ready. I've got the film, the memory cards. I've got the battery is going good and the lens all cleaned off the right filter. And I'm taking all kinds of pictures, And then that first light, I zoom in and I pull out and I do panorama and I get it all done. And then about 5 minutes after it, boy, that 5 minutes after, the golden hues of the light, about 1 minute to 2 minutes, maybe 5 minutes after the sunrise. That is so cool. That's when you turn around and you're taking pictures of other things where the light, this golden light is happening. And then when that all happens, I start back down the trail and I get to my car and I went, crud! I missed it. And you might say, well, Micah, you got 177 pictures. Yeah, but I missed it. Because the camera became something that got in the way of me experiencing that sunrise. I missed the gift of receiving this promise of a brand new day, filled with all kinds of possibilities, filled with all kinds of opportunities, filled with the promise that comes from God. Every time that sun hits that horizon, I can be reminded that that promise is there again, and I missed all of that. Now, I got all kinds of pictures, and some of them might be kind of good, but I missed it. I remember the first time went up to Telluride with Linda. And just so you know, if you've never been to Telluride, God did good work up in Telluride. We were there for about a week, and after the first 4 days, I was taking all kinds of pictures. I probably got over 1,000 pictures. And that fifth morning, I woke up, and it hit me. I missed it all. I had taken over 1,000 pictures, but I missed it. I was not present. I was not there receiving this gift of this, of a reminder of a God that is a creator, that is filled with all kinds of creativity and love and grandeur and this promise of life that is beyond my imagination. I missed all of that. And I wonder, what do we have to do to prepare to receive this gift? Now, for me, often it's a sunrise. But what do we do to prepare to receive the gift of Christ? Now, maybe you are living in a world that I live in where this time of year is filled with a to-do list that just only gets longer, right? Got to get the lights up, got to get the tree up, got to get the decorations up, got to get the baking done, got to get the shopping done, got to get the wrapping done, got to get to all the parties, all of this, boom, 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 boom. And then December 26th shows up and you go, missed it. I'm wondering, what do we do to prepare to receive this gift of Christ? And what happens with me on a typical morning with all my camera gear and photographing, I'm learning that can actually get in the way of me being present to receive the gift of a new day. And I'm wondering if it's possible that our to-do list that we think is what makes Christmas Christmas actually can sometimes get in the way of us receiving the gift that is the most precious gift this world has ever known. I remember, I know I've shared this story before, but I was thinking of it. When I was a little league baseball player, I played catcher. How many of you were the catcher? Yeah. I was catcher because I was the only one on the team that had a catcher's mitt. It was a gift, I guess. I don't know. And I remember, and I loved playing catcher. But I remember one time, my coach would keep on saying, "Michael, don't go out and get it, just receive it," talking about the pitch coming in. So I'm crouched behind home plate, and in comes the pitch, and then I would reach out to get it, you know? And he says, "No, Michael, just receive it, don't get it, receive it." Until one time, you can see it coming maybe, batter's in the batter's box, pitcher throws the pitch, and I go out to get it, and guess where my glove goes? Out to the pitcher. I'm still sitting crouched down waiting to get the pitch. But the ball is in my glove, which is out by the pitcher. And I hear in my back over here, my coach going, "Michael, don't go get it. Just receive it." There's a different thing that happens inside us when we prepare to receive. Versus preparing to go get Christmas or go make Christmas happen. I have news for me to hear, and if you get any benefit out of this too, please pay attention. Christmas happens whether I am doing anything or not. Because the gift of Christ is here and promises to come to us again and again. The question is, what do we need to do to prepare to receive it? This text, this text that we have today in Luke is kind of an introduction to John the Baptist, who maybe gives us a hint of one of the things that we can do to prepare to receive this gift of Christ, and it's this word called metanoia, which is the Greek word for repentance, because John was out in the wilderness preaching a baptism of repentance. And you know what repentance means? And don't get angry with me. Do not send me the emails. You talk about change so much. Metanoia, repentance, means to change. It means to change. That's what John is proclaiming. And people are coming from all over, going out into the wilderness to hear and find out what this is all about, to change. Change that which is within me that might be in the way of me to receive this gift. And I think that's a hint of how we might prepare to receive this gift. Those things that we think are important may not be as important because they get in the way of us actually receiving the gift that is Jesus Christ. And it's interesting too that this gift, this proclamation about this gift, about preparing for this gift, is comes from an unexpected person. Did you notice all the names in the gospel? You saw all those names and you heard all those names at the beginning of this gospel lesson. How many of you have read those names in front of people before and went, "Oh, crud, I don't want to read all these names. Oh, my gosh, do you see all those names? I want to make sure I pronounce them correctly." All that stuff goes in your head. Yeah, I know. I did that this morning. And once we get through them, we go, "Oh, phew, I got through the names." But I wonder if there's something in these names for us to pay attention to. And there is. Did you notice these names? Because a lot of these names are going to show up again later on in the life of Jesus Christ. But we hear about emperors. We hear about governors. These are the most powerful people in the government at that time. And Luke, the writer of Luke, thinks it's really important for us to know who these people are and what time in history this is. It's the 15th year of the reign of emperor, right? And then Pontius Pilate, governor. And then we also have not only the government's highest leaders, it's also the church or the temple, the Jewish, the high priests are named, right? So we go through, we get the gospel writer of Luke goes, we've got the emperors and we've got the governors and we've got the high priests. And you know where the word of God came to? It's not where you expected it. To this guy named John. Who's John? Nobody knows John. Now we might go, we all know who John is, but back then, John, the gospel writer of Luke, puts this up and against the emperor, the governors, and the high priest. But it comes to John. Nobody. It's a nobody. And where? Where does the word of God come to? Is it in Rome or in Jerusalem? Nope. Out in the wilderness. Out in the wilderness. So I'm wondering, in preparing to receive this gift and moving those things away that might be in the way of us receiving this gift, that we be still for a moment. Be still for a moment, because this word of God, this gift, this word became flesh, this gift might show up from an unexpected voice. And an unexpected place. You wouldn't necessarily think it would come from there, but maybe that's where it will come to. And so today we have this invitation to prepare. To prepare to receive this gift of Christ. And an invitation to be mindful of where we're at, because just like the sunrise, because I can't tell you how often I've gotten back to my car and went, oh, I missed it. Tomorrow's another sunrise. There's grace involved here. If we miss it, guess what? Jesus is going to continue to show up. That's good news. That's good news. Jesus is going to continue to show up, and we still have that invitation to prepare. Repent. Change that within us that is keeping us from receiving this gift. And be watching and listening in those, maybe those unexpected places and those unexpected voices to receive the gift of God. So sisters and brothers in Christ, let us prepare to receive this gift. Amen.